May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We saw, as it says, you're dark but lovely. That word, Hebrew word, literally means a perfect fit. That our weaknesses don't prevent us. Our frailty doesn't prevent us. Our flesh, the fact that we have flesh, doesn't rob us of the chance of victory. That in our weaknesses, actually, his power is perfected. But I don't want us to ever think, therefore, Paul said, even though where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. In Romans chapter 6, verse 1, he says, therefore, should we just keep on sinning that grace may abound? And he said, God forbid. How shall we who have died to sin still continually live in it? Because the number one thing, first thing that Jesus came not to just pay for the penalty of, our sin, but he also came to set us free from slavery to sin. That's the great victory. That's first and foremost the foundation of a victorious Christian life, is when you're no longer continually enslaved to sin, that you're actually knowing in an ever-increasing way a continuous victory over sin's power. Not that we get it perfect, but we're not just settling for getting better. We're actually moving towards complete victory over different areas of sin in our lives as we appropriate the Christ who is our victory. Thanks be to God. Again, 1 Corinthians 15:57, who right now, that's the language, is giving me, giving you the victory through a person, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so what caused me to want to talk about this again today is that I had this dream last night. It was one of those dreams that was of the Lord. And in the dream, I was with a group of people who were all being given some gifts. I don't mean spiritual gifts. They were just being rewarded for something. And that Christ was present. There were also somebody really wealthy there. And they were giving prizes. And they weren't like extravagant prizes, but everybody was getting some kind of prize. And I kind of got left out. I didn't get a prize. And then I realized that I was at the end. And then I actually going to get a turn. And I'm thinking, wouldn't it be cool if I got like an amazing prize? Something that would change my life. And because it didn't seem like, it wasn't like a real spiritual environment, even though Christ was there, it was just people getting prizes. And so I come up for the prize. They'd all gotten simple little things, like a pen set or some cool stuff like that. And the guy who's giving out the prizes, the really wealthy person, says, here's a check for $5 million. Because I was asking for a prize. So I said, Lord, it'd be cool if I could get a prize that would just change my life totally. And so I was really flipping out. I got a $5 million. That does change my life. And in so many ways, it changes my life. And I was figuring out who I could give to, what I could do with it. And the Lord stepped in and he said, is there anything you'd rather have more than that? And I said to him, I'd like to never sin again on this earth. And he said this. He said, I've already given you that gift. And it just blew my doors off. He said, I've already given you that gift. Now, and I realized, wow, that is so true. Now, Olivia asked me this morning, did you get to keep the $5 million? I said, I think I actually did. But I remember waking up from the dream, you know, almost crying, that one that came out of me. But you see, that's in you too. That's the heart of the new creation. God's given you a new heart. Your inclination is towards righteousness. You long to walk in righteousness. That's just part of who you are. It's not that I'm saying that I'm not able to sin. What I'm saying is that I'm able to not sin. Do you understand? Is it possible for a person to never give in to sin again? I mean, did Jesus do that? Yes, it is possible. Has anyone ever done it? No. Because we just do fall in, we give in. But the truth is, he's made provision. It's not just a ghost, it's a reality. A victory where you and I don't have to walk in sin. He conquered its power over our lives. Go back and read Romans chapter 6. The slave to sin, died on the cross with Jesus. We didn't just go to the cross with Christ to pay for our sin. The person who was a slave to sin died in the person of Christ. And I was raised up in union with Jesus, who is my victory. The one who has overcome this world, who was tempted in every way, just like us, but without sin. And he didn't resist sin as God. He resisted sin as the Son of Man, who was indwelt by the Father, by the Holy Spirit. And he now is living inside of me. So I was thinking about this verse from Romans chapter 6. There's so many verses in that chapter that's amazing. He says things like this, verse 6. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. He who has died with Christ is freed from sin. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, stop letting sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey its lust. But you now have a choice. Do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are no longer under the law of self-effort, but you're under the power of grace, the activity of Jesus, the free ability and activity of Jesus that keeps us free from sin. This is in verse 17. But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been, past tense, summary action, this language like summary action, big time. Having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. That's the truth about us. That's what Jesus accomplished for us. So are you ever at a place where you're not able to sin? No. But as Jesus' victory over sin's power, the crucifixion of your old life in Christ, put you in a position where you're able to not sin, not by self-effort, by the appropriation of his grace? Yes. And so in that dream, he said, I've already given you that gift, victory over sin. I knew exactly what he was saying, and it just reminded me of how great this salvation is. And you've heard me say this before. We don't fail because of weakness. Now, our weaknesses certainly creates the possibility of failure. We don't fail because of weakness. We fail because of unbelief in the finished work of Christ. The finished work of Christ wasn't just paying for my sins so I'll go to heaven one day. It's conquering the power of sin so I don't have to walk as a slave to sin on this earth on the way to heaven. That's also the finished work of Christ. Finished work of Christ. I can't add to it. I just had the same way I got saved. I just believed in his finished work. For the penalty of my sin, I have to now believe in the finished work, freeing me from the power of sin. Same faith. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.